We have heard this saying before, it takes a village.
It does take a village.
And it really does, especially when it comes to education, because education is everyone's business. The Black Economic Leadership League of Rock Hill, also known as BEL, is presenting a workshop this Thursday night at Sullivan Middle School. And in the studio this morning, we have Trakilia Simon and Sabrina Miles. And ladies, good morning to you.
Good morning.
All right.
So, I love the smiles.
I know.
You both just have the brightest smiles. Thank you for that.
Thank you.
All right. Well, let's first, if we can, kind of give folks a background about the Black Economic Leadership League, or BEL, here in Rock Hill.
All right. We are relatively new. We were created, or we came into being last year, and it was because there was a need. Our mayor, Geddes, and other individuals on the economic development team wanted to see how they could make sure that there was diversity in Knowledge Park. So they approached Don Johnson and some other members in the community to see how we all could be a part and make sure that happened. So BEL was created, and we have about 12 members, and we are just committed individuals looking to support what's going on in Rock Hill and to make sure that we just have diversity and input
in
all of the great things that are happening here.
Yes, I love it. And I love the acronym. It's easy to remember, but it punches a lot of...
We are ringing the bell.
Ringing the bell. That is fantastic.
All right. Well, you all do various events throughout the year, and this is one that's happening this Thursday night at Sullivan Middle School. It's called It Takes a Village. Education is everyone's business. All right, Trakilia, kind of frame up what's going to happen tonight. What can folks expect?
Sure. So this is pretty exciting. We've done this before. I actually am the school counselor at Leslie Elementary School, and I was fortunate to have Sabrina Miles as my principal. So I've been joining forces and partnering with BEL on this awesome event. And so we just wanted to offer some resources to parents to let them know, hey, we know that it's not easy all the time and that nobody's born with a manual on how to raise kids or all the things you can do to support them and all of the different things that comes with being a child and from the age of 3 all the way up to 18. So we're offering, we have Parent Smart, who is a part of the Rock Hill School District. They're going to be there tonight talking about what resources they have available. We have the Rock Hill Schools Exceptional Education Department coming to talk about an IEP. What is that? So an IEP is an individualized education plan for a student who might qualify and need additional support for disabilities. So what is that? How can a parent partner with the school and be a part of that team? We have NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness, will be there. We have our very own Kelly Ferment, who is the resource teacher at Leslie Elementary School. She'll be talking about reading issues, specifically with dyslexia tonight. We'll have Leah McKay from Rock Hill Schools talking about the impact of adverse childhood experiences, ACEs, if you've ever heard of that. They'll be talking about that tonight. Strategies for managing childhood anxiety. We'll have Markley Hawkins there from Stepping Stone Counseling Center, self-care while parenting. We'll have Taylor Spencer talking about early childhood matters. How can you prepare your child before they start kindergarten? What are some things you need to do to prepare them for school? We'll have somebody talking about nutrition, how to take charge of your plate, cooking demonstrations.
Check.
You'll get to eat.
You'll get to eat. Yeah. So we're going to have free dinner tonight, free child care tonight. It'll be fun activities for the kids. So we just want everybody to come on out if you haven't already registered. Still, you can still come out. There's still time to register on Eventbrite. There's links on BEL's page on Facebook. So join us.
So how is all this going to be organized? Because that is an amazing lineup.
I mean, a great buffet, for sure.
Yeah. For sure. And that's not even talking the food. That's going to be good, too.
To Patty's point, will there be individual booths that folks can go and speak, or will there be speakers?
So there will be 3 concurrent sessions. Okay. So there will be 30-minute sessions. So most of these sessions will be offered each session, but some presenters are only able to be there for 2 sessions. But anyway, people will have the option of choosing 3 different sessions to attend. We'll have dinner at 5. At 6 o'clock, we'll have an opening. And then at 6:10, we will start our sessions. So each session is 30 minutes. You can pick three different presenters or three different topics that you're really interested in, and you'll be able to grab some information from each one. If there's one you weren't able to attend, you can grab the business card or give that person your email address and they can send you their presentation. And we're planning to do this again. So there'll be another installment of the Takes and Builders. So this won't be the last of it.
Yeah. This is fantastic.
The fact to get all of those folks that you rattled off in one building and everyone can have their time with them is truly remarkable because we have covered a lot of these subject matters on Palmetto Mornings before, but rarely in one room do you have this. Yeah. And I could tell you what, as a parent that has a kid in the school system now, Patty has kids now out of the school system. My goodness, I am glad there's so much help because, you know, our daughter's fortunate, comes from a two-parent household, and we feel completely overwhelmed. Yeah. And I can imagine if you have other factors in your life, work or family, it really does take a village to right? That there's there are resources out there, and it's fine to get help, and it's fine to ask. Amen to that.
Yeah. Right.
And Sabrina, you know this coming from being a principal. Leslie Elementary, right?
Exactly. And, you know, sometimes people say we want to focus on the negative. Well, we always say that most parents, guardians, are doing the best they can.
Amen.
And if we give them the resources and the support that they need, they will do exactly what they need to do for those children. So and what you were saying, Lucas, it speaks to the community that we live in, that these people are willing to come out here on a Thursday evening after most of them have worked all day. They're not getting anything from this except pouring into our children, our families, and our communities. And Miss Simon did a great job of sharing. And there's one group that she couldn't share them all because she didn't have time. But one that I remember is hospice.
Yes.
It's going to be there to do grief counseling. And many people don't know that they provide that service for anyone in our community, even though you haven't used their facility. So we have children that experience loss, and they're willing to help them process that.
That is so fantastic. You know, another thing, sometimes, say, for example, ACEs, you're having that type of challenge with your child. You think you are the only one. Yep. You think it's you against the world. Right. Well, an opportunity to come out and learn. You may meet another family that you relate to and can find a little support to share back and forth there as well. An IEP, an individual education plan. My kid had one from the beginning, and I tell you, you feel like you're the only one until you start talking to others, and then you realize that everybody's got something.
Exactly.
It takes a village.
It takes a village.
Right.
Yeah.
And to
we're
your
in
point,
it together.
Yeah, well, how great does that feel as a parent to know if another parent can give you resources or say, hey, this happened to us a few years ago. This is what we use. And Sabrina, again, you were in the classrooms for so long. You know how important it is. And to your point, if you give parents and kids a roadmap, we pretty much stay on that roadmap, right?
That's right.
It's just when we've flying all over the place like a kite, you never know where you're going to end up. You're getting up in a tree or on the road.
That's true.
But it's so important. We want everyone to be successful.
Exactly.
Oh,
and you were asking, how did this come to be? We have to mention our other teammates because there are four of us that have basically coordinated this. And the other two are Tadian Page and Taylor Spencer.
Okay.
Fantastic.
All right. So it takes a village. Education is everyone's business. This is presented by the Black Economic Leadership League, or BEL, of Rock Hill. It's a workshop, as you heard. I mean, really, it is a one-stop shop for everything that your family needs to be successful. It's happening tonight, Thursday, November the 7th at Sullivan Middle School. Free dinner. The event starts at 6, the dinner at 5, free childcare, and you can look them up on Facebook. Do you guys,
Okay, we do.
Look them up on Facebook, but come on out tonight to Sullivan Middle School. Again, even if you arrive at 6:30, you still can be a part of it as well. And hats off to everyone with this committee and what you guys are doing.